This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Potatoes from Canada's Prince Edward Island, where the highly destructive potato wart disease has been detected, will now be allowed back into the U.S., even before soil testing on PEI was completed. That's according to Thursday's announcement from the USDA. National Potato Council CEO Cam Quarles says they are dismayed to learn USDA is allowing this.
The standard that was rolled out in this announcement from USDA indicates that effectively it encourages a farmer not to test his fields, because if you're aware that the disease is there, then you have a penalty. But if you don't test, you can tell everyone you didn't know it was there and keep on shipping. And that is a bad place to get to.
This, Quarles says, flies in the face of common sense.
To us, the fastest way to get to that answer is to test your fields. You don't want to plant in a field that is infested with this disease. But their position was, we want to plant and we'll deal with the consequences later. And unfortunately, USDA and CFIA, that's where they came down.
Quarles says this is not the answer.
What we have told them over and over again is, as difficult as this is for the PEI growers, if it gets into a production area in the United States, it's exponentially worse.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the NPC's reaction to the USDA's decision on Canadian potatoes.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.